Okay. I call this meeting of the Pacific Park Board Commission to order. Members present are Kate, Regina.
I can do a roll call.
Oh, do roll call.
Okay. Member Holpiece.
Present.
Member Carey. Member Ingram.
Here, present.
Member Brandenburg.
Brandenburg, here.
Brandenburg. And Member Dobbs.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. And can I have a motion to excuse Member Carey?
I move to excuse Member Carey.
All those in favor?
I need a second.
I'll second that.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Guy?
Aye.
The motion has passed.
Thank you.
And next up is the approval of the meeting minutes from 4/18. Were there any updates, revisions? Then the minutes have been approved as presented. Are there any additions to the agenda? The only addition is I thought we were going to have a finance report from our last meeting. Or did that get kicked to the June?
That's
going to get kicked
to the June.
Okay, that's been kicked to June. Then
I don't think that the finance has had quite that much time between the last meeting and this one since we bumped up.
Yep, just a question. So let's move on to audience comments. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes.
As long as I don't have to stand up, I will probably butt in a couple of times during this meeting because I've been doing some research on a couple of items. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. We do have another audience member here.
I know. And as soon as you were the first one to speak, and as soon as you're done speaking, I'm going to look at them. Do you have any audience comment?
Not at this moment. Thank
you. Okay. Hello.
How are you?
May I invite, do you have any audience comment?
No, not at this time. I think I want to see what's going to come up.
Okay.
This is our first time here in many years. We've lived here 33 years, so thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming.
We're part of the Flood Victims.
Oh.
The world there.
You have my sympathy.
Yes.
Mark came out to the development yesterday and we chatted with him and he let us know. Nobody in our development seemed to know anything about this.
Okay. So let us move on to our old business, which is the park inspection report. How is your process improvement going?
It's going well. That one might even get pushed to July just to make sure that I can give it the attention it deserves and I come to you guys and present something comprehensive and complete.
Why don't these people have paper?
What?
Yes, could I have a piece of paper? Thank you. So June will be finances. I can figure out how to do this.
Sure. What should do with the inspection report?
Finance, July will be the process improvement on inspection report. I'm trying to steal anyone else's pens. They only need the ones that do not work or that are broken. Okay.
I hope this copy is turned out okay. I didn't go to the $1 version that I would get at City Hall.
Okay, so the tally of the good. So it appears like those items in red are blueberry, Elsie, and strawberry. And the reason that blueberry is still bad, you haven't killed off the moles yet.
So me and Jason actually did a walk around the Pacific Meadows parks today, and we discussed the mole problem briefly, and he said they're kind of just going away on their own this year. Yeah, because he's mowed multiple times, and there aren't any mole hills or anything. They're all the existing ones, so they seem to be moving elsewhere at this point.
Okay.
And Chris, I was supposed to email you the mole company I was thinking of, Northwest Mole Trappers. I do have their phone number handy if you'd like to give them a call.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
253-508-1839.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then City Park, I went by, and it says it was briefly open, but then closed because of flooding.
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay, we'll get to that. Standing water continues in the Clint Steiger. Oh, we had people who were feeding the birdies. How cute.
I know, but then they make a mess.
Yeah. And we have moles in Milwaukee. The trail, now that was lovely. We had beer cans, burnt tinfoil. Okay, this is me being stupid. Does that mean they were doing drugs?
More than likely.
Thank you. Boobs, clothing, personal garbage. No fires at camps, but parked cars seen in the early morning. Concrete poured for war memorials. That's a good thing. I thought I read it for the first time as concrete poured over the war memorials. And I was like, we really need to talk about that. And then the Pacific pickup days. Let me tell you, if you are a smoker, do not throw your butts on the sidewalk or on the road. I picked up 124 butts.
Disgusting.
It was. And I had gloves. Okay. Is there any other questions or concerns about the report out?
Okay.
They get first, Chai, and then we'll go to you.
Okay. All right.
I have no comments or questions.
Okay.
I'm curious for the trail. Is this what is stated there is over the entire length of the trail through the city? Is there,
yes.
Are there specific areas where they're finding the beer can, the burnt tin foil clothing, and the homeless camps?
I can ask Jason
for specific spots.
I can ask him for those specific spots.
So it's between the water reservoir and county line. Because I made sure I walked that trail looking for the homeless or anything. And I just didn't walk down that way because it looked a little sketchy. And I wasn't going that way.
That's the part that goes behind UPS.
Yeah.
And the trail is where you found all the cigarette butts.
No. No. I found them down on County Line Road. And then so I walked out here, walked down to County Line. And there was a, I believe it is teenagers, because you found the majority of them right next to the sidewalk on corners. So someone was sitting at the corner smoking. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just saying 100, you know, there's a lot of butts for cigarettes. Now, is there any public comment on the inspection report?
Well, Kate, I didn't bring along something that I meant to do, and that would be a copy of Jason's actual inspections that are being given by Jason to Do they come to you, Chris?
No, they come to our administrative assistant. She puts together the report.
Okay. There seems to be a missing link because in order to generate the work that I'm doing, I need to have 14 points that are looked at each time in each part. And we're still getting 18 being delivered from work that, if you look up there, there is 118 on that report. And I don't understand how you can get 18 because Jason only looks at 14 things. So how is it possible to get 18?
Remember what we talked about last month, Mark? I'm going to go in and I'm going to try and figure out how to streamline this form and make it make more sense. So this just hasn't been dealt with yet.
Okay, so it's still
a work, like I just said just a few minutes ago, it's still a work in progress.
Okay, so when that happens, will I be privy to actually seeing the new form that's filled out? Because I'm still basing my work on the way it was set up before. When Jim Morgan used to actually give me Jason's work directly to me. And that's how I created my reports.
So as it is right now,
I don't get those reports.
Well, because you're not on the parks board any longer. But I can keep sending you these reports, but I'm not going to break down all of the backup documents and send those out.
Okay.
But there is a process improvement that Jason is doing. Hello, Jason. That Chris is doing, and he is on the agenda for July.
Okay. I would like to be able to do a statistical analysis that would be a summary, which would be defining the things which are good and bad by color. And as you can see, that's what I handed out today, the red, the yellow, and the green. And that's easily possible to do using Excel spreadsheets. And it took me a little while to learn that, but I would like to be able to do that, to be able to develop something that's so much easier to define from the numbers that Jason is giving to the administration. I will do that free of charge. I won't charge anything. But I am a school statistician, and I have worked for the British Forestry Commission and their research division as a statistician. I really feel bad for this group in that they're not able to actually look at numbers and define what they're doing. That's my only statement today.
Okay. And we will work on that, and the inspection report will have a different workflow in July.
Pete, I do have a question. Do we currently have, or do we have access to a list of the items that Jason looks at each
one? Well, that was the question. But there is only 14 of them.
Right.
As Mark pointed out. And I was like, oh no, these are the 18. And then I counted and was like, oh, there are only 14. So why Chris was going to work with Jason and do a process improvement, because this is taking 0.1% of the time. And we do not want to spend 4 hours of the time during our sunny season doing this report. So he's going to streamline it for us.
That's right.
Well, he's going to present a streamlined report, and then we get to ask questions.
Thank you.
So let us move on to the update on the garbage bins.
So the garbage bins have been ordered. They're slated to be here hopefully by the end of the month. So we ordered 4 of them. And after freight and materials, it's going to come to $4,919.27.
So basically, we just paid $1,250 a trash can.
Yep, and that was the best price we could find.
I understand. I just like to break it down. Yes. We paid $1,250 for a trash can, and what 4 parks have you selected?
Jason is still thinking about that, and he will let me know when they get delivered.
And you are hoping for delivery in?
By the end of the month. That's the hope.
Okay, so you will be able to, in June,
yes,
tell us where they went to.
Yep.
So that would be the garbage bin location. Okay. And then the update on the, are there any questions for Chris about the garbage bins that cost more than my first car? Update on Get Active, Stay Active grant.
So we had a meeting last week. We met with the contractor who's going to pour the concrete pad. We met with several members of Public Works, and they're going to do the initial site prep, which is basically just dig down. And it's going to be in between a foot and 18 inches, and then we'll have a contractor come in and place down the concrete pad, and we're hoping to take delivery of the boulder by the end of the month. And that's been pushed back twice now. So fingers crossed for the end of May, and then we can actually go out there in June.
So what's the hole out there then, if it's not for the play toy?
Is that, you're talking about the one right behind the workout equipment?
Yeah.
That's where the concrete
pad is. Oh, so they already have dug it.
Yep.
Okay. So by the end of the month, so we will know, we'll be able to go out and play on the boulder.
Yes.
In June. So we'll just say that's a boulder install.
And I have had a few calls from people asking what's going on out there, mainly from the senior living facility.
Well, you did dig a hole.
And they just asked me, what are you putting in there? And tell, a climbing boulder. And we get comments, my granddaughter's going to love that. So hopefully it will get used.
There were people out there playing when I drove by. Any other questions about the climbing boulder? Next up is Water Works Wetland Restoration Grant Update.
So I know we were talking about, I would bring in an expense report for the first quarter.
Yeah.
So the way King County structures their progress reports is it's quarterly. So the first quarter is January 1st to March 30th. And the majority of our invoices and everything, April 1st and after. So the exciting expense report will be in August. So for the first quarter, we only had expenses of $175, and that was mainly for materials, gloves, some hedge clippers, and a few other tools. So nothing too exciting in that regard. But the one that's due at the end of July, so our August meeting, that will have a full breakdown.
Okay, so August, we're going to be discussing costs for the wetland. But how is the restoration? Because I know that you took the 22nd off, and then you were back at it on the 29th.
Back at it on the 29th. You know, our volunteer turnout isn't quite what we had hoped for, but we're still making good progress, and it just takes time. You know, the blackberry bushes, they're difficult to remove, and they're, when me and Jason drove by, they're already popping up in spots again, which is, because that's not necessarily bad, because now we know where the roots are, and we can go in and dig them back out. But there's not nearly as many as there were, and we're making progress on it. And I think I'm going to start looking for a consultant to maybe, while we continue to remove, they'll come behind us and spread grass seed to make the yard area bigger so we can make more progress quicker.
Do we have another volunteer date?
So we're taking the next 2 weeks off. So last Saturday and this Saturday, we're going to take those off, and then we're probably going to have a work day in 2 weeks from now.
A Saturday?
Yeah.
May I suggest you take the 19th off since it's Armed Forces Day, and it's the largest parade. It sits in Auburn.
Oh, what exactly is that?
We celebrate Armed Forces, all branches.
Oh, okay.
And we parade around, and it's a very patriotic encounter. So I don't know. I don't know if your volunteers are mostly veterans. And if they are, they may be going to the parade.
Generally, we've just had local residents come and help. Just
okay.
People who live in the city, they've seen the flyers and stuff.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I like to warn people.
Yes, thank you for the heads up.
Are you in the parade?
I'm in the one in Bremerton.
Okay.
And yes, I did get invited to parade around.
Nice.
So right. I shall be parading around.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come to that one.
Since I don't know if I would ever want to and say this is the first time back since my dog made the front page. She accidentally had an accident during the parade. Hoping they don't hold that against me. Okay, any other questions about the Waterworks Wetland Restoration Grant update? Say that fast twice. Okay. Next up is the update on the Beaver Park Gate.
So I did a little digging and a little research, and so from what I've found in city files, it used to have just a standard chain, like chaining gate that shuts, and then it was locked with another chain.
Right.
And so beyond that, we are waiting for the new public works director to make that determination.
So that will be in June.
I hope. I don't know how long.
When does he start?
Monday the 15th.
Of May?
Yes.
May.
Mm-hmm.
And June is until like the 20th?
19th, I believe.
That's a month. He has enough time. He's got to hit the ground running.
He's the new parks director.
He's the new public works
director. Is there any other discussion from the board about the Beaver Gate? Hearing none. Does the community have any questions?
Excuse me, Kate. Chris, has it been determined there's a name that we can address this fellow who's coming in this month? Has it been determined that he has a name?
Yeah, Rick Gerkey.
Rick Gerkey.
Gerkey.
Gerkey?
Gerkey.
Gerkey. Okay, thank you.
Rick D. Okay. Then let's move on to the pop-up dog park discussion. This is where we're going to put the dog park next to the wetlands.
It'll be on the outside of the HESCO barrier.
Yes.
The Biker First States. Yes. So the mayor got permission from King County to use that land as a dog park. And it looks like we're going to move forward with purchasing equipment to make that a reality. And I got a breakdown from Kevin Caviezel, our community services manager. He's going to be the one presenting this to council and then kind of ordering the materials. And so we're going to have two dog parks, a large and a small dog park. And the large dog park is going to be 144 feet by 64 feet. And the small dog park will be 112 feet by 64 feet. And so all things considered, the fence panels, the T-posts, fence gates, the treated posts, and the doggy pots with the signs in the bags, it's going to come out to about $5,402. And I think the idea is that if this area doesn't work out for whatever reason, then we can just pick up and move it somewhere else.
Okay. And you got permission from King County
yes,
to do this?
The mayor did, yes.
Okay. So, does the board have any questions?
When will this be ready to go?
I think it will depend on how long it takes us to get the materials and then what public works schedule is like so they can do the installation.
Ballpark idea?
Mm-hmm. I would hope by June, the middle of June. Hopefully at our next meeting it'll be up, but it's hard. It's just hard to say.
Okay. Thank you.
I like the idea of dog parks. I don't know that I like the idea of a dog park in my backyard if I was a resident there, just because of increased traffic and that kind of stuff. Is there communications that goes out for this? I know like when a commercial building goes up, there's zoning and building flyers that go up so that the residents know. Is this communicated? I mean, I know we got permission to use the land, but now we're getting down to the point of spending money on it. Have we had conversations with the community there?
Not as of yet, but we have considered just doing door knock notifications, just leave a little letter in the door. I can communicate with finance and just get addresses for there and mail letters. So we are thinking about some sort of outreach, but we're not quite sure what we're going to do yet.
And I haven't been through there. I know in my neighborhood, you can park on one side of the street, you can't park on the other. Putting in a dog park, I don't foresee hundreds of people going there every day, but what does the parking situation look like there?
So the parking situation is, it's relatively good. I'll go up and screen here. So there is parking along the street here, and then there's this cul-de-sac that is blocked off with eco blocks right now, but our thought is to remove the eco blocks and, you know, paint some parking spaces around the cul-de-sac. So we do recognize the need for parking and safe parking. And so it's mainly going to be street parking and then hopefully in here.
Okay. And Bothell's is in place already, right?
Yes.
They're already running one. I tried to do some research on the internet to see what the pros and cons are of dog parks. And mostly what I found was dog on dog hate crimes.
Yes.
But what has Bothell found that was adverse to putting in a dog park? Have they had any issues with it, or what are we finding?
Not anything that I've seen, more than, you know, you have the dogs fighting and you have kind of bad owners who are just, they don't take good care of their dogs. They leave the poop on the ground and stuff like that. So nothing out of the ordinary, just kind of the typical things you would think about when a bunch of dogs get together.
Right.
Any other questions?
That's it for me on this topic for now.
Okay. I have a few questions before we go to our friends. Number one, how close is Bothell's dog park to a water source? Do we think that's going to remain dry only because the park had to be closed because it got wet again? What kind of penalty will you give dog-on-dog violence? And what kind of penalty will you give bad owners that do not pick up the trash? And what kind of citations will bad parkers get?
So I know Bothell has, I think, it's a $250 fine attached if you leave your dogs poo on the ground. And so we are going to look at, you know, some fines like that. And I know there are services where before you can go to a dog park, you have to submit a stool sample of your animal, and then so they can match it up when people.
Yeah,
we
have to go that. I don't mind.
It's an option. In terms of dog-on-dog violence, that's a little bit more of a gray area because it just depends. It kind of just depends what happens and what the situation is. But we wouldn't want repeat offenders. It might be you get one warning, and then after that, you're banned. But that's something that you guys can help me formulate, is what do we want the rules for Pacific to be?
And I do know that we do have a code on potentially dangerous and dangerous dogs. So that may be a PD conversation too. If we
still have just going to ask what the, because it will be the police.
And that would be the same with the parking situation as well. Maybe having, if we get complaints from the neighbors, then having a patrol go by every once in a while and just ticketing the cars that are parked illegally.
Because I do know we did have at least three incidents of dog on human and dog on dog violence, and the police have said it's a civil matter.
Mm-hmm.
If you get attacked by a dog, and I don't want this dog park, I mean, I'd like to know what the rules are going to be for dog attacks, because I want to make sure that it's a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know some dog parks ban aggressive breeds like pit bulls and Rottweilers, and that's something we can also look at.
Okay.
Just banning the aggressive breeds that are more often than not responsible for the attacks.
So if this is going to be ready in mid-June, that means we're going to have to decide on the rules today. Because our next meeting is until like the 19th of June, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to go through. So do you have a set of rules? Or are we just going to look at Bothell's and go, yep, those are the ones we want?
I think we can look at Bothell's and, you know, use them as guidance, and we can tweak what we want to tweak and leave what we like.
Okay.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be possible? I know we want to push forward and open it and use the money and land as soon as possible, but my feeling is that it would be better. I mean, we pay for services for animal control. It would be nice to have their input on what some of those rules and enforcement would look like. And I mean, if we pushed out the opening of it until the first of the following month after June, July 1 or July 15, Yeah, I think that would give us time to get all the answers we need.
And we might be able to invite the police to come talk to us.
Yes.
I think that would be, contacting Metro would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they have recommendations for dog park rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think moving it out is a good idea, just to give us more time to think it through and prepare.
Yeah, and come up with good rules.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are there any other questions from the board? Are there any questions from?
Yes. Do you want me to stand?
What, oh, you can sit there.
Okay. Well, I want to stand.
Okay.
I'll tell you where we live, and then you can kind of get a better idea. I live right here on the corner. I had the city put the blocks here to park because we had issues with drugs, stolen cars being dropped off here.
People urinating.
Yeah, it gets pretty. This house here, 345, has a large bush right here on the corner where the line is. And people, I don't want to say, but when we were having pavement done on View, they would come back here to urinate and go to the bathroom all the time. And
big trash.
Yeah, and it gets, you know, needles. We get it all over there. The only problem I'm having also is the parking and the removal of the blocks. I think the blocks should stay, or there should be a light put there, a post. Bright enough. I had to put a very, if you guys ever come through the neighborhood at night, you'll see my house. I have a huge light off my house to try to shoot across the road because of the, all the issues we've had over the years.
That's the homeless people. That
yeah.
It's not where the homeless. Is
yes,
this where
there,
the homeless encampment was?
No, there was
on the other side.
Yeah, there was one, a huge one off of View. But right now we have one approximately right here. There's a tent with some people living in it now. And they do park here, try to park here and bring their stuff. But as Pacific Police Department knows me very well, because anytime I see a strange car, whatever, I'm on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we've been there 33 years. And when this all got cleaned up, the house was removed. This area here, excuse my language, was a shithole. There was garbage. There was everything here. So I bought myself a little John Deere tractor, and I'm the one from approximately where that black line is, all the way around, all the way through here, around the corner, all the way down to this area, I cut all the time. And I got the okay from King County to do that because they told me that they were allowed only twice a year to be able to cut the grass.
They used to come every month.
Yeah, because of their budget and everything.
Yeah.
So I finally talked my wife into it because my little John Deere tractor was getting old. So I went out and spent $9,000 for a mower to maintain all this. And I don't care about the money, about me, but I want this area to look good.
So city staff will maintain it now that it will be a dog park.
But it's only a dog park in the summer. You're not, or is it going to be year round?
Well, one of the things we can look at is what is the weather like? Because we're going to have gates on the dog park. So if the weather is bad, we can just lock the gates and it's not accessible. So the ground doesn't get turned into mud. The ground doesn't get ruined.
And also I want to say, we have a lot of wildlife through here. We have coyotes. We've had deer, not as much as used to, but we have a lot of coyotes and stuff, and they're always on the barrier up constantly. But how about coming prior to you okaying all this through the city? Why don't you come and knock on all these doors and ask the people? We've asked the neighbors already, and nobody wants this. You want this for the city. How about the neighbors here? We should have a say-so. Prior to, even though you got the okay from King County, I guarantee you, maybe within 6 months, this will be a shithole. That's my thing. After 33 years of living in it.
Well, we, you know, when the, like, Butte has pavement issues and they're out there, you know, blocking off one end or the other, the people that are coming down the street that cut through our neighborhood. People just drive through there like it's a raceway.
Yeah, they're idiots, you know? Sometimes. Yeah.
It's just.
You know, I would like that area where you want to be parked there. I would like speed bumps to be put there to cut down the people coming through our neighborhoods at night and breaking into houses. And I mean, we've had a lot of issues in that neighborhood.
Well, people's cars. Well, our neighbor across the street, he's had his, what do you call that, device on the car? Stolen. The
catalytic converter?
Yeah.
5 times.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
5 times.
And then 3 doors down from us, that neighbor's had his in the last couple weeks, has his truck broken in twice now. I mean, it's a constant, like I said, I'm on that phone. I've been doing this for 20-some years on the phone. And like I said, I knew everybody from boss to...
Roger Dale.
Yeah, just a lot of the police officers that I knew. I got to know them. Because they would come out, and like you said, well, we'll have the police come out. The police don't come out now to check on vehicles, or they're busy because we don't have enough police officers. So they come out 40 minutes, an hour later, come driving through, and that vehicle will be gone or whatever. We've hit 4 vehicles now that have been stolen out of that, you know, dump there over the years. Why do we need more headaches now? Because people will think the dog park is open 24/7. And they'll be out there all night doing drinking, drugs, and all that.
The dog park would not be open 24/7.
Well, who's going to be monitoring the dog park when it's open?
It'll be the same guys who monitor our parks and they do the maintenance there. They can close it up and lock it and then open it back up in the mornings.
So someone's going to be there?
No, well, on call, mostly. There won't be anybody there 24. I mean, a guard there,
no,
or anything.
There's not going to be a city staff member, right, just standing by.
Right.
Yeah, there will be someone maintaining it.
Yes.
So they will go in the morning and unlock it, mm-hmm, and then go at dusk, or we'll call it dusk, and close it. So they'll be there like at 9 o'clock at night to.
Well, I think you're right, dawn till dusk, and I mean that varies throughout the year. What
time?
Right,
I'm just thinking of,
yeah,
the summer. Definitely. So it's like 7 in the morning, they'll open it up, and at 9, they'll go back and close it.
7 seems a little early for dogs to,
okay,
play in and bark. We were thinking like 9-ish or so, somewhere in there, so you're not going to get people waking up to dogs barking.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Oh, bark. So you're, so, okay.
So we don't want to disturb the residents, but we also want to install a dog park for the city.
Right, so it'll be like from 9 to 5.
Something like that, yes.
So you wouldn't be able to do it after you get home from work?
Well, I think it depends on how flexible public works is with getting it locked up.
Okay.
So it'll probably be the on-call member, and that will just be what they go do, is they go lock up the dog park.
Wouldn't it make more sense to have a resident do that? Because they live right there. They go over and they lock it. And in the morning, they unlock.
I don't think the city will give a resident the keys to their, to
the
that part. Yeah.
And it's a 6-foot fence, right?
Yeah, it's a big fence.
Is it a double gate?
So we are going to have 2 gates. We're going to have 1 gate to bring your dog into the dog park,
right,
and another gate so you can take your leash off and an open gate,
yeah,
and go in. So yeah, it will be a double gate.
So just a thought here. Making it a dog park and opening up the cul-de-sac up there for parking, because it's a dog park, wouldn't you be able to sign that for no overnight parking or designate the hours of it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then if one of our friendly local police officers would lock and unlock that park for us, they would be able to, when they lock it up,
ticket the people.
And yeah, they would have the ability, if someone is parked there after hours or in the middle of the night, to go up there and take some kind of enforcement action on it, as opposed to it's just someone parked in the street.
Yeah. Partner with a towing company.
Yeah.
Would it be even possible if, because you're going to get your regulars at the dog park,
mm-hmm,
and that's what, would it be possible to give them like little stickers in the windows? So we know, so the police come up there at night and say, or in that afternoon, and say, oh, Dave and Mary and George all belong to this dog park area. And so we don't have to worry about them.
That's a good idea.
It's the ones that we don't know the cars. And I will still call our local police department. And then one other question I'll share. This area here, all this here now, in this little area, is the city going to maintain, or is that part of King County?
That'll still be part of King County. We'll only ask for permission for the highlighted area.
Okay. So what's going to happen then? I'm going to maintain this whole area because I've got the okay from King County. Someone has to take care of it. And if they're only going to come out twice a year and not maintain it and not clean up the garbage that gets left there, someone has to do it. And if we don't have the money or the, like I said, I've been doing this for 2 years, mowing that grass. I never got a penny from the city for gas, for maintenance, for my $9,000 lawnmower. I'm doing it from here because I care about my neighbors. I care about my area. So I'm just letting you know that'll be maintained by me. That's fair.
And does Jason have excess capacity? Because when he came, he said he's grounding in work.
We've hired 2 new public works guys since then, and we're currently interviewing for seasonal positions. So he is going to have the help.
Okay. Because that, I thought it was just a pop-up park for the rest of the summer, but what I'm hearing from you is it's going to be a perma-park.
No, the idea is that it's temporary. We might just close it down and lock it up during the wet months so the ground doesn't get destroyed, and then open it back up in the summer. I think that's kind of a wait and see what happens.
Do we have any drawings? Just ask him for it.
Okay. So, when is this going in front of council?
I believe on Monday.
And is that a one where, is that the first introduction and then you have to come back on the 22nd if you want to make comments?
Yes, that would be the first. So in the first introduction, council vote to the parade, you know, opening it back the next week and hopefully take a vote on it.
So they're going to take a vote without the rules and without any of the structure around it?
Well, they're just going to vote on the cost to get the materials, but it's up to us to formulate the rules and what we want them to be.
So that sounds like we're putting the cart before the horse, because I can tell you, yeah, you can spend the $5,000, but if you don't have rules around it, the project kind of that is up to council. I am not a council member. And if they want to provide money without having rules.
And that might be something council asks for. They say, well, we can't vote on this until we see what the rules are going to be. So we'll find out after next
Wednesday. Where does Carrie live in this? Where does Carrie Gerberding live?
He lives around the corner. He lives where the open, the end of the red there.
Yeah.
He's right at the corner of the
sector. Where that square, 366.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's there. Yeah. And he's come out and he asked me what I was doing.
And he's of course
taking,
he has.
And he's taking pictures and the whole nine yards.
Oh, yeah.
And but he knows me. But he came out and talked to me. Who gave you the okay? And I told him who gave me the okay. And
okay.
He had no issue with that ever.
Thank you for maintaining it for the last 2 years.
Well, I have a home. Yeah.
Yes, but just
we have a large investment in our home, especially after the flood.
Yep.
And so I just like our area to be maintained. And I know the city doesn't always have the money. And then the King County, that belonged to King County. Because I was told at one time where our cul-de-sac is across from us, that was part of the city of, belonged to the city of Pacific. But the land around it was all King County. So that's why they were okay to put the ESCO barriers in for me. To keep people out of there.
No, the blocks.
The blocks, mm-hmm. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. So.
Is there any other public comment?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Chris, would you please?
What?
Ask about
that.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't you have one?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The reason that I prepared this one is because I didn't know at all where this was going. Sure that maybe Regina, did you know where it's going? And you ever heard anything?
In terms of which part of this?
For the dog park at this point, up until the last month, did you know where it was?
No, I didn't know the exact location. I didn't know
exactly where it was at. So I started from the actual parcel numbers that were passed on to us. And I took the parcel numbers and added them together, and I saw that they're about 2 acres, so that would actually give you some sort of definition of the size of this. When I looked at it on site, I found that it measured approximately 100 feet by 800 feet, that area that's rather green right there. And this map here actually shows the location of those 9 lots, and that allows you to pretty much get an idea of how each one of these lots fits in. These lots are, of course, now owned by King County, and at this point, it seemed to me that maybe I should go one step further and find out how to drive there. So I got a Google map, and I found the plane step by step.
I sandbagged there all those years ago. I think you may know how to get there.
Our goggles show us where you.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, what seemed to me as rather different about this particular park is that to actually get to it from the west required I either use Third Avenue or Stewart Road. So not easy to get to. And when I went to look at it yesterday, I actually got lost. And for that reason, if you're going to have anybody from Jovita like me get there, you're going to have to provide them with a map because it is extraordinarily far from me. However, I, like John, I feel kind of scared if too many people actually find out where this park is at. there might be people who own dogs that come from Puyallup and they find that, that this is a good park to come to. You see what I mean? It could be not just a park for the city. It could be people coming from all over the Northwest because it's a wonderful park to come to. And then on the back side, you see that it's pretty much looks like that. And you can see that it does, in fact, go around the corner, although it's not reflected in the 9 plot numbers that were given to us. Okay, so then yesterday I decided to make a trip there and met John. And this is how I was able to actually take some photos yesterday in the bright sunshine. But on site, I noted that definitely you're going to have a machine that's designed for working pasture-like condition. I wouldn't really want to go there with my John Deere. What did you end up with that's better than a John Deere?
I bought a bad boy.
What's it called?
Bad boy.
Bad boy?
Yeah, okay. I bought it here in town.
Yeah, well,
and that's a great
it would be have to be a kind of a farm piece of equipment because it's really rough ground. And I suppose that Jason is not going to like to use his equipment on it. It may require some special equipment to maintain. And I'm surprised that your John Deere would handle it.
Jason has not indicated that mowing this will require any sort of special equipment.
Uh-huh. It probably just use the same that he uses for the city park.
Yep, so maintaining that will not be an issue.
Okay. And it's only in the last month or two, Jason was involved in putting up 4 signs there that had to do with don't feed the wildlife. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Okay, so Jason is very familiar with this area then.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Oh, there's signs about don't feed the wildlife over there?
Yeah.
Like it is at Elsie? Okay.
Yeah. And on the back side of that paper, you can see the 3 Jersey barriers that John put up. And when I looked at those, I wondered, it's like a cul-de-sac that nobody wants.
Well, what
was the original reason for that small drive-in there?
Well, there were tall
houses.
Yeah, there were houses all there.
Oh, yeah. Remember the houses before they took
them?
Was it taken out by FEMA, so to speak?
Yeah, and then the neighbor who owns the big field behind the top red line, where you see...
Sorry, guys.
You see these houses here were all the houses that were over here. He bought them and then moved them over here, these 3 houses. Because he bought them dirt cheap. And they put new foundations, and the rest, they knocked them. All the mowing.
Well, when the water's high right now, have those Tesco barriers been holding water back?
They do a good job. They do. But it does get wet. It's like a wetland at times, you know, during when the wind is hard.
Do you think that those Tescos would be high enough to stop dogs from leaving there? Or is there...
Oh, no. They'll come over.
But there could be a
fence. But the fence would be in front of that. Mm-hmm. So,
6-foot fence.
Yeah. So there won't be any issue there.
So it's going to take a dog like my Layla, and she could clear it. But hopefully she'd listen to me and go, no!
Were those Tescos in place about 12 years ago when the flood occurred?
Right after.
No, right after. That's why they put them there.
Yeah.
Okay. So
King County did that.
Well. Yeah. 13 years ago, they put them out.
So then will those Tescos remain as they are?
Yeah.
Okay. And to take care of that, that's the reason that
they'll stop the water from coming
expanding
in.
There into the big main park.
Yeah.
And that the loss of over 15 acres. Yeah.
But
as you can see, by adding up what would be there, I'm surprised that they haven't taken the Tesco barriers and moved them right up to John's property.
Yeah. No.
See what I mean?
Yeah, but they've always wanted to use that area in some form of another. So That's why I've maintained it. The other thing I was going to ask, I would appreciate the whole council have a discussion before this all goes through. Because this is basically for the city of Pacific. But I wish you would come and talk to me. That's all I ask.
Yeah, we can do
We need to, you got to communicate, because everybody that we've discussed this have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
No. About a dog park, about anything, you know. And like I said, if you do move the HESPA barriers and do mark that all up, please put some lights in there.
We're not touching the HESPA barriers. That's King County. We're not.
So
we have permission to use the field, but we are not touching the barrier.
Oh, you're not.
Yeah,
no.
There was a point where they were going to take that down.
And
yeah.
Then,
I don't know what happened. Well, there was supposed to be a pump out there in the field too.
Or
when it gets wet.
Every year, because they bring the pump out.
Yeah, they do.
The I thought we were talking about using that cul-de-sac area for parking.
Yeah, that's what I.
Those are the barriers I think he's talking
about. Oh, those were. Oh, yeah. You're talking about the.
Yeah.
I thought
not
the barriers.
Oh, no, not the barriers.
Oh.
Talking about the three yellow ones that are in front of the.
Yes, we are looking at moving those and painting some parking spots, wrapping around the cul-de-sac.
We put a light in it?
Yes, we can definitely
put a light post like we have across the street from Mara. At least to keep it light at night, so we can kind of keep the riffraff, because it's black in there right now.
Mm-hmm. No, okay.
And people do all kinds of crazy things.
They like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we can do, I'm all for it. We'll test it out. We'll see how it works. I'll be happy. You'll be have a happy neighbor. but we just need to. I'm a hard-headed judge. You know?
Well, no, I think you bring up some really good points about lighting and safety and making sure that it's a good situation for everybody.
Yeah,
well, you already have issues with people parking on both sides of the street, you know, because people can't park all their cars in their driveway, not like us. We have two driveways. So that with all of the car seat collapse, it helps. But, I mean, there's issues just cars on both sides. It's like, I gotta move over here and let this guy go by so that I can go around this guy.
Because they're narrow roads.
Yeah.
I think he brings up a very good point. Wasn't there a pump over there?
I believe they
just removed it.
I know, but doesn't it come back every fall?
It does. But
okay.
But
so what
King County told us.
Fall?
I think the drains right here, so funny.
Yeah.
They told us after all this, and we had meetings, and they were gonna pour concrete with a raised pump. It was a pump house, like you did on Trent Street, where the pump house is there.
Is that Trent?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, they redid the pump right there years ago. And they were going to put something like that there that was permanent, so they didn't have to bring the pump back, and then that would be all built in and then go over the HESPA barriers or go under it to relieve the water.
So
when I visited the site, and we were looking at where could this actually go,
right?
So we decided to put the larger dog park or the larger dog area on one side and then the smaller dog area on the other. So there will still be room for the pump to be put back with no issue whatsoever.
Okay.
I mean, it's been great since, but the noise can get a little crazy.
Yeah.
With that pump running all the time.
Mm-hmm. The dogs will ground down.
Yeah.
Don't put speakers out with dog barking dog.
Can I ask one question about King County, since you guys probably know more than we do? After the mitigation process on the far side of the river was finished, they were going to come through our neighborhood and repave the streets because of the damage after the flood.
Yes, they constantly potholes.
Yeah,
a lot of potholes.
There's a pothole in front of our house on the street, and it breaks open from time to time. It's been repatched a few times. But if it opens up and you look down there, it's probably about 6 feet. There's nothing.
Underneath
there.
Yeah, okay. Look into that.
Yeah.
And then the fire truck fell through it one day. It worked.
way through, right on the corner right there. They went right, the back wheel went right through the ground.
You
and
said
they had to bring a tow truck to get them out of the hole.
We have an active neighborhood.
Okay, we're done.
Uh-huh. Okay, is there any other questions about the dog park? Yes.
Kate, in this photo, if you look, you can see some dead trees there.
I'm sure they're removing them before they.
Yeah, they fall every year. They fall over from the other side. But when the winds get going,
those could be fairly dangerous if there's a lot of people there. And I think it looks to be a risky situation.
Why not?
Yeah.
Are you removing all of the dead trees before you put up the dog park?
Those are on the other side. There are no plans to remove any trees over there, as far as I know.
Well, I'm sorry. It looks like there's some trees and bushes. You're going to remove them all, right? When you put up the fence. So all you're going to see is grass.
Yeah, the idea is to just have the grass field with no other shrubbery or bushes.
Any other questions?
I'm going to be fine.
Okay, let's move on to our next subject. After dog park comes an exciting discussion of the city park opening.
I thought I would have better news for you guys. The park was slated to open May 1st, and Jason and some of the other guys were out there prepping and getting it ready for the public to use. And then the King County people came by last week, and they said there's a predicted flood event, so it will be closed now until June.
Well, I'm happy to know he didn't lose any equipment.
No,
they
got it all out.
Good.
When is this flood event happening?
Well,
to be 90 degrees.
It was a predicted flood event, and it didn't happen.
Okay, so June 1st, we're now looking around June 1st.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. Do we have any public comment?
Thanks, Art. The restroom has been continuously a place for tagging. What condition is it in at this time?
I would assume the same as it was last year when the park closed, because they weren't able to do a full maintenance of the area.
Is there still a lot of graffiti?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know, but I am going to say it is in same or worse condition as it was in September of last year when they closed it.
Okay, so I think the graffiti goes on there even if it's closed. So
correct.
Will there be any painting? Jim Morgan spent a lot of time keeping that place looking free of graffiti.
Well, King County has the park closed. There will be no ongoing maintenance of any of the facilities.
Okay.
Any other questions before we move on to the safety bollard update on the
trail? For the trail. So ultimately, that's getting pushed off to the new public works director. And part of that is because for the next few weeks, there's going to be continually the equipment going down there, prepping the sites for installation. And it's just, there's construction work going on at various parts down the trail.
So we will push that off till July.
Yes, we can do that in July.
Safety. And it doesn't take a car to push those things down, because you told me about them. So I just used my foot.
Yeah.
And you can push them down with your feet.
Yeah. Seriously? Pretty easy.
Yep.
So we want something.
They have been bent so many times. It's just like, woo!
My original concern was, because they've been taken out for all the work that was done on the paving, if that was actually on the statement of work that county was going to take care of with that, or if it was something we needed to, as a city, step in and do.
I think we're going to need to step in and do that.
And can we take the money out of the $4 million that we got for trail maintenance?
That I do not know.
I hope we can. And then the last one is the update on the extra lighting for the parks.
So that's another one that's getting pushed to the new public works director. Because a lot of those things are things the public works director, that he'll be the one directing the crew to maintain it, to install it, And we want to let him make that decision. We don't want to bring him in and say, hey, we're doing all of these things now, pick up and continue where we left off.
Okay, and then is there any other old business or can we move on to new business?
Has there been any discussion about having a formal treasurer's report for this group and on an ongoing basis?
Yes, treasurer's report is coming in June.
Okay. Thank you.
For new business, we have some Frisbee Golf.
Yes, so Kevin Kabizel, our community services manager, he's been in contact with a local Frisbee Golf supplier. So our initial thought was, because the park was going to open in May, we were looking at maybe putting in a little 9-hole thing at the city park. But now that it's closed, that's not happening for now. I think we were going to look at see if doing it at Clint Steiger's feasible or if it's just too small. But we would like to offer that opportunity of recreation because Frisbee Golf is relatively popular. And there are multiple courses around the area. And we kind of just wanted to put in maybe a beginner course or something like that. And just gauge the interest.
I would think that Clint Steiger, even if they opened up the large park, because I'll be honest with you, I've walked the park in the heat of the summer, and I wouldn't want to play golf or anything else if you get within 50 feet of the parking. Because that place is kind of mushy.
Well, in Frisbee Golf, you kind of want rain, trees, and
oh, you do?
Like yeah.
I've only seen one.
Yeah, we're not far from one, right over by the high school.
That's like an intermediate advanced course, and we would want to put in like a beginner one.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
Yeah, and in theory, it's great,
yes.
Right?
Yes, but the location is really important.
And I don't think we have enough dry land.
Yeah.
Called Seattle Muck.
Calling that.
About the park.
City yeah, park. I don't know. I will say that once they put the Hescos in, I've never seen that park dry again, which is what concerns me about Dell Park. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen that dry. I mean, he says it never is dry.
Well, it gets dry when the weather gets nice.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's just like everything else around here.
Oh, please.
You know, our yard.
You dig 6 inches, you have water.
Yes.
So, but it sounds like we're going to maintain it, which is all that matters. Is there anything else to come before us? Yes, citizen.
Chris, can you tell us if there has been any more work on a replacement for the large park? Has any property been surveyed in the last month?
No.
And that decision by the county is supposed to come by 2025.
Yes. So for the levy at the city park, the environmental impact statement is due, they said late summer, now it's looking more like early October-ish in there. And that's going to be about a 400 to 500 page report that just details the conditions, why they're doing what they're doing. And then construction is roughly slated to start in 2025.
Oh, so we won't know about the park till like 2030. Because it'll take about 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll just say the catty remark, and then it'll be over. In 2009, they said we would have our park back by 2011 at the latest. That is a 19-year slip. Welcome to government. I understand.
I'm trying to get Mary Strazer, who is responsible at King County for dealing with the levees that are going in there. Yeah, I should probably know they are in fact doing boreholes now to the extent of how bad the landfill is there in that area where they do much more work and with the levees. But
I'm wondering, is there anything from this group that I should be taking to Mary, because I will be speaking to her again this week. What would the park board like to do to, what I'm putting forward to Mary is that if in fact they do have to put caps over the hazardous waste, would it be possible that they could put a mound of dirt that would be at an elevation of, let's say, 10 feet, and thereby having an area which would be possible to use year round, rather than just maybe possibly for a month or two every year? Is there any ideas from this group that I could possibly take to Merritt?
I don't know what they could do. I mean, like some other people, live here a long time. And it used to be that park, I mean, even the stuff between the road and like the playground equipment, that used to be dry year round, except for in really bad rains. And now it is wet or mucky, even during a 100-degree heat spell. It never dries. So I don't know what we can do. And I'm not that kind of a scientist. So I don't know what they could do. I mean, I know that there is talk about raising Third Avenue, but I don't know how far that's gotten.
I haven't heard anything about raising Third Avenue.
Because that was one of the first things they said, was they were going to raise Third Avenue because it flooded so badly. So I live on Alder, and when the floods came, the houses on the bottom half of Alder Lane flooded. And so it was one cul-de-sac down from me is when the flood stopped. So...
Well,
it is what it is.
Live at an elevation that's at least 200 feet higher, so I don't need to worry about that. You know, there must be something.
Make Mount Rainier blow up on you.
Well, no, Mount Rainier is contributing to what's filling the water, you know, the riverbed right now. And even the mayor talks at the city council meeting that she's starting to worry that maybe the elevation of the waterbed there in the actual riverbed will continue to be elevated, because as more erosion brings more rock down from the mountain, until maybe someday all the houses here in the city may have to be raised a few inches in order to compensate for that. I don't think the Muckleshoots will ever allow dredging there. There used to be dredging. It's not anymore.
Yeah, well, there used to be a lot of things. Is there anything else this park board needs to address tonight?
I do have something. Your guys' next meeting will fall on a council meeting night, because your guys' next meeting is not going to be wouldn't it be the 19th, it would be the 20th, which would be, that would be the third Tuesday.
Oh,
but
because it is Juneteenth.
We have City Hall is closed. They won't be doing the council meeting. So that meeting will be pushed to the 20th. And I'm actually doing that council meeting, so I would not be able to, even if you guys move locations, I would not be able to. So if you guys would like to make a motion to move it to the 21st, if you guys would be able to attend that day. Back a day.
As we all get our phones out.
Yes.
And I will take a beat for everyone to check their calendars.
Think about it.
June 21st, Wednesday.
June 21st.
It's a nice little Wednesday.
That works for me.
Okay with that.
I have to find my calendar. June 21st.
Thank you, Nicole.
So
we're moving it from the 19th to?
It would be the 20th to the 21st.
Okay.
To make it official, can I have a motion for that?
I move that we change the Brigham Bar June meeting for the park board to June 21st.
Awesome. Can I have a second?
I will second it.
Awesome. All approved?
All approved.
Okay. Any opposed?
Nope.
Okay.
The motion is passed. If I don't edit my calendar now, I will not get it done. Okay. Is there anything else to come before us tonight? This meeting is adjourned. I will see you all on the 21st. And I would suggest if you want to have feedback to the council, that you come on the 22nd.